们请翻开以斯帖记的第七章。
Please turn to chapter 7 in the book of Esther.
啊，早上，这个工作人员问我说啊，题目要怎么定？我跟他讲说，智勇双全的皇后。他不知道智勇双全怎么翻译哈。
And this morning, when the worker was asking me how should I title this class, and I said that you should write down the queen that excels both in wisdom and courage.
后来啊，就干脆想说，翻成啊有智慧的皇后好了。
And that was a little difficult to translate, so we just shortened it the wise queen.
那确实啊，在第七章我们看到这个以斯帖。啊，皇后不是人长得漂亮而已，哎，她也是一个很有智慧、很心细的一个女性。
Well, from this chapter, we can see that Esther not only was beautiful in her appearance, but also she was a person of thought and wisdom.
我们在上一章啊，我们说到说人有许多的计划，后有许多的策略，若不是神的旨意啊，想要顺利的完成，不一定办得到的。
We had spoken earlier that men may have their own plans and devise. However, if God's plan and will was not in it, then they will fail.
我们谈到说，在人生里头有许多的巧合的事情。
We also have made mention that there are several coincidences that we encounter in life.
那如果我们仔细去想的话，我们就会发现，就能够看到，在这些巧合的际遇里头啊，其实都有神的手在引导。
However, if we were to stop for a moment and ponder upon these events around us, we would discover that these so-called coincidences were actually the divine plans of God.
当这个哈曼啊得意洋洋的啊，并且听从他的太太以及朋友的建议啊。
And in our narrative, we find that Haman rejoiced at the suggestion of his wife and his friends.
要立一个五丈高的木架，大概22公尺高啊。
To set up a gallows that is 5 cubits in height, which is about 22 feet tall.
可能啊，六七层楼有。
I would say probably about 6 or 7 stories tall.
要把这个莫迪改给吊死在上面。
And the intent is to hang Mordecai upon it.
啊，这样啊，啊，他认为不但可以除掉那个最讨厌的啊这个仇敌莫迪改。
To Haman, this will get rid of his abomination.
啊，以消他心头之恨呐、啊。
To quench this burning zeal and hatred that's in his heart.
这个人竟然敢不敬拜我
？How dare this Mordecai not worship me？
啊，不向我跪拜啊。
He will not bow down before me.
那、啊、不但这样啊，还可以啊，让那一些即将要被我屠杀毁灭的犹太人呐、啊，更加的心惊胆跳。
Not only will he get rid of Mordecai, he thought that.He can bring more fear and terror into the hearts of Jews whom he was about to kill.
啊，这是别人的失败啊，是我的快乐啊。
Why the failures of others would be my personal joy?、啊、
越想越快乐。
So the more he thought about it, the more happier he got.
晚上都睡不着，赶紧进宫啊，要去请求王准许他这么做。
He was so happy at this plan of his that he did not sleep all night. He got up early in the morning and entered the king's court.
啊，可是又有谁能料想得到？王啊，在那一个晚上睡不着了。
But who would have thought that that previous evening the king did not sleep?
啊，睡不着的时候啊，啊，竟然叫人家拿了历史来念给他听。
And in his insomnia, he asked the eunuchs to bring out the annals or the chronicles of the nation.
啊，又刚刚好念到莫迪改救王护驾有功的这一段。
And the so-called coincidence is that the eunuchs read of the story of how Mordecai had rescued the king.
正想要啊思想说怎么样来报答这个莫迪改啊他救他一命的恩典呢。
And so the king was preoccupied with the thought of how should I reward Mordecai for this courageous deed.
哈曼刚好在这个时候恰巧的又出现了。
And again, this so-called coincidence happened that Haman had entered the court of the king.
啊，并且呀啊。这个啊，到最后啊，王啊，以这个哈曼所提议的方法来尊荣莫迪改。
And apparently the king chose the suggestion of Haman and used it to honor Mordecai.
啊，结果哈曼想要害死莫迪改的计谋不但没有达到啊。
And so Haman was not able to make this proposition to kill Mordecai.
啊，莫迪改反而成了。 众所皆知救王有功的英雄。
Instead, Mordecai was crowned to be the hero that has saved the king.
而哈曼本人呢，也成了这个赏赐莫迪改的礼物当中的一项。
And instead of gratifying his hatred, Haman had become a laughingstock by taking Mordecai around the cities and paraded Mordecai.
可以说是自取羞辱啊。
We can say that he had placed shame upon himself.
在第七章，我们接下来要谈到的是当这个王带着哈曼去赴以斯帖皇后第二次筵席的时候。
And so now we come to chapter 7, which was when the king and Haman attended the second day of Esther's banquet.
王又再次的对以斯帖皇后口出恩言啊。
And once again, the king flirted or spoke very kindly to the queen.
你要什么我必赐给你，你求什么就是国的一半也要为你成就。
In the sweetest voice, he said, "What is your petition, Queen Esther? It shall be granted you."
王讲这句话已经讲第三次了。
This is the third time this king has made his proposition.
也更加的让莫再让以斯帖知道王的心还是在他的身上。
And by this, the queen knew that the king's heart was kind toward her.
他仍旧是王最宠爱的。
She is still the most beloved of the king after all.
就在这个时候以斯帖皇后把这个哈曼他的阴谋给揭发了。
And seizing this precious opportunity, Queen unveiled the plan of Haman.
我们从以斯帖皇后对王所讲的这一番话里面，我们看出她真的是很有智慧。
And from this plea the queen made to the king, we can see how much wisdom was in Queen Esther.
三节，王后以斯帖回答说，我若在王的眼前蒙恩，王若以为美，我所愿的是愿王将我的性命赐给我，赐给我，我所求的是求王将我的本族赐给我。
With utmost humility in verse 3, Queen Esther said, If I have won your favor, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me. This is my petition, and the lives of my people, that is my request.
第四节。
And verse 4.
因我和我的本族被卖了，要剪除杀戮灭绝我们。我们若被卖为奴为卑，我也闭口不言。但王的损失，敌人万万不能补足。
Again, speaking for the king, it seems, Esther said in verse 4, For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, to be annihilated. If we have been sold merely as slaves, men and women, I would have held my peace. But no enemy can compensate for this damage to the king.
第三节跟第四节这两节是以斯帖皇后对王所说的的话，也借着这两句借着他所对王所说的这个话，揭发了哈曼的阴谋。
So in verses 3 and 4, Queen Esther used her wisdom to reveal to the king this dreadful plan that Haman had.
以斯帖对王说
，Esther told the king.
第一
，Number one，
他和他的同胞将要被出卖。
That she and her people are being sold.
也等于说王救命你所心爱的皇后就是我将要被卖了。
In other words, Queen Esther is saying, Dear King, I, whom you love dearly, is being sold along with her people.
第二个。
And then number two.
这个决议将会造成对王以及国家相当大的损失。
That this plan, this evil plot, will cause severe damage to the king and his kingdom.
也就是说，王有人要出卖你，有人要出卖我们整个波斯帝国
The connotation of which is, Lord, or King, rather, that I have discovered a plan that is intended to damage your very kingdom.
我们从这个以斯帖他讲话，还有他在这个时候的态度，我们来做进一步的分析。
And so from these two verses, let us take a step further and analyze it.
他对王说
She told the king,
说我们若被卖为奴为卑，我也闭口不言。
In humility, she says, if we were sold as slaves, I wouldn't have said anything.
下命令要屠杀这个犹太人的是 王的命令。
But it is, after all, the king's very own decree to kill the Jews.
以斯帖在这个时候，并不是说王啊，你真糊涂啊。
But Queen did not say, King, you are so foolish.
而是说王啊，就算你下任何的命令，我都没有意见，我们都遵从。
But she used a very submissive tone, says that King, whatever decree you have said, if you want to make us slaves, we would have obeyed.
这比较这个以斯啊，比较这个瓦斯提皇后的抗命啊，又天壤啊天壤之别哈。
So we can see how drastically this differs from the obvious rebellion that King Vashti showed the king earlier.
意思就是说，对我们犹太人来说，我们已经是亡国了。
In other words, she confessed to the king, saying that to you, we are lost. We are a lost people.
对王你来讲，我们犹太人呢、啊，就像奴隶一般，被主人卖来卖去的，没有意见的。
And that we, as Jews, are willing to be sold as slaves, and we will not complain.
我们对王绝对效忠，我们绝对这个对王任何的决定啊，没有异议啊，要卖就卖嘛。
That to you, O King, we're willing to be sold. We will not utter a word of complaint.
所以我们看到以斯帖，他并不是站在与王对抗的立场来揭发这个哈曼的阴谋。
She would never utter a word that is suggestive of any retaliation.
更进一步的。
But then, one more time.
我们犹太人是站在王你这边，在替王你着想的耶。
The king, we are on your side. We are thinking for your benefits.
如果我们是被卖掉，对王、对波斯帝国有好处的话，我们绝对不说话，我们闭口不言。
That is to say, if we're being sold away, and that would be a benefit to the kingdom, then we would have kept silent.
我们心甘情愿为王、为波斯帝国做牺牲啊。
We're willing to sacrifice to any extent for you, O king.
事实上不是这样啊。
And but then, this is not the truth. This is not what's being going on.
我们不是要被卖，我们是要被杀掉啊。
We're not being sold, but we're being murdered.
奴隶啊，是主人经济的力量啊。
For slaves become an asset.
啊，所以啊，有人骗王你啊，说杀掉我们犹太人呢、啊，能够对我们波斯帝国啊有好处，这是骗王你啊。
And King, someone is lying to you. Someone saying that.If you get rid of these slaves, it would be better for your kingdom.
我们犹太人呢，是效忠王的，是为王你做牛做马，为波斯帝国鞠躬尽瘁啊。
But King, we are your cattle, we are your oxen, we serve you with all our hearts.
所以，如果杀了我们犹太人呢，对王、对波斯帝国没有好处，只有损失。
So if we as a race are killed, this will be a great loss to the kingdom of Persia and to you, O king.
王啊，你不是刚刚啊打了败仗，想要一雪前耻，要重振雄风吗
？O king, did you not just lose a major battle? This is the time to rebuild and fortify your kingdom.
啊，你如果想要啊威震列邦啊，更需要我们犹太人成为你的后盾啊。
And if you want to be the mightiest nation in your neighborhood.Then you need us to provide the manpower.
哦，所以啊，那个跟王提出说啊，杀掉我们犹太人呐、啊，能够对国家有好处，对国家的经济有帮助啊。那个人呐、啊，其实是欺骗王你呀、啊。
So, King, if anyone should tell you that by killing the Jews it will benefit the kingdom, it will give kingdom strength, then that person is lying to you.
不但没有帮助国家
，It will not help this kingdom of Persia.
甚至是在出卖国家。
It is a betrayal.
哦，你看这个以斯帖多么有智慧。
We can see how much wisdom was contained in these two verses.
动之以情，诱之以利啊。
That she was able to strike the emotion of the king and also convince the logic of the king.
如果王，你爱的是人的话
，She says, "King, if you love man."
如果爱的是我以斯帖的话。
If you love me as your queen,
如果以色列在你的心目中还有分量的话
，that if I carry any weight in your eyes,
今天有人要来杀我啊，因为我也是犹太人啊。
Be aware that today someone plans to kill me. I am, after all, a Jewess.
王啊，你怎么可以容许人来杀掉你心爱的皇后啊
？No, King, how can you dare, or how can you bear to see someone killing your dear beloved queen?
如果啊， 我以示帖还我，在你的心目中已经像个瓦斯提一样啊，没有分量啊。
Or perhaps I'm already like Queen Vashti in your eyes.
如果王你要的是钱的话
，If all you want is well wealth，
那我再告诉你。
Then let me remind you.
杀到犹太人这个馊主意啊，对王你不但没有帮助啊，对国家不但没有帮助，反而有害、啊。
That this poor idea of killing off the Jews will be damaging to the economy of this kingdom.
所以我们看到这个以示帖何等的有智慧、啊。
So we can see the wisdom of Queen Esther in these two approaches.
啊，他在这个紧急的关头，他啊以这顺从，好像很柔弱啊，这个哦、啊、这个任人摆布的姿态，大娓娓道出分析啊哈曼的诡计给王知道。
That in this discourse, Queen Esther displayed humility and wisdom. She humbled herself as someone who is helpless and appealed to the logic and the emotions of the king.
啊，这样子的这个姿态啊，啊，让人家看到真是我见犹怜呐！啊，大家都会同情，都会可怜她。
And by abasing herself, Queen has sought the mercy and kindness of the king.
再加上啊，她在这个筵席一定是打扮得很漂亮哈。
And understandably, she must have adorned herself with utmost beauty during this banquet.
那王怎么舍得杀她呢
？How would the king bear to see the loss of his queen?
所以我们看到他跟瓦斯提两个人的对比。
So here we can see a very sharp contrast between Esther and Vashti.
所以这个也让我们看啊，让我们能够学习到。
So this becomes a good lesson for us.
女性最大的力量就是温柔了。
The greatest strength of feminism is actually in tenderness.
哎呀，小弟啊，有辅导过几次的这个啊夫妻哈、啊，这个、啊、吵架的这个事情。
I have had the opportunity to counsel some marital problems for the members before.
我都会劝姐妹啊说，你就撒撒娇嘛，温柔温柔一点啊。
And、
男人很吃这一套的。
And the best advice I have for the sisters is try to be coy and kind and gentle. This is the best way to get inside a man's heart.
这是神给女性啊特别的恩典。如果男人撒娇的话，那吓死人了。
So, this is the gift that God gave women. Because if a man should be so soft and coy, then perhaps something's wrong with him.
女性最大的优势在于温柔。
So being gentle and kind to be the strength of women.
哦，所以不一定啊，要在这个哦男性的这个阳刚之上啊，来要与男性啊一较长短啊、哦，这个是啊这不聪明的决定。
So the strength of feminism is not actually in competing with the male gender in terms of being strong.
所以我们看到这个以示帖啊，他真的很聪明。
So Esther had understood this and became wise.
哦，经过啊以示帖的这样分析啊
，And so Esther was able to analyze what is going on around her.
哦，第五节
，And revealed it to the king. Now in verse 5.
王就问以示帖说啊，啊，是谁敢擅自起这样的啊这个如此行的？到底这个人是谁？在哪里呢？
And so verse 5, the king Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther, Who is he and where is he? Who has presumed to do this?
哦，那啊，这个王问以示帖说，这个说在原文里头啊，是有大声喊叫的意思。
And in the original text, the words that are being used are words of strong emotion and anger and loudness.
哦，可见王的生气啊。
So in this verse, the king's anger is portrayed.
哦，以示帖。见机不可失啊，就在这个时候把哈曼的名字给公布出来了。
Well, this will be the perfect opportunity, and Esther recognized it, and so she declared the name of this wicked man as Haman.
所以哈曼为什么会在王和皇后面前呢？是这个啊、甚是害怕惊惶。
Verse 6, Haman was terrified before the king and the queen.
因为王非常的生气、啊。
For after all, the king has spoken in an angry voice.
既然有人要杀掉我心爱的皇后。
Someone had plotted to kill my dear beloved queen.
既然有人、啊、要杀那个救王有功的莫迪改，因为他也是犹太人。
How dare somebody kill Mordecai or plot to kill Mordecai, someone who has saved my very own life.
还有人呢、啊要出卖我波斯帝国，要杀掉所有的犹太人，那对我们是非常大的损失啊！
And who would dare kill off our slaves and our economy?
竟然还骗我说啊，杀掉犹太人呢、啊，不但没有害处啊，反而啊，对国家、对国库会有收入啊。
Not only so, how dare he approach me with all these lies to begin with？
这个人简直是敌人派来的奸细啊
！This person must be a spy from the enemy。
所以越想越气啊。
The more he thought about it, the more the king became enraged.
气得啊，跑到外面去了。
He was so angry, he had to go into the garden.
哈曼在这个时候啊，眼看啊，他生命不保了。
Here, Haman realized that his life was in grave danger.
眼看他将要啊被王啊抄家灭族了。
He knew that he and his whole family, his whole household would be annihilated.
当然，这个时候唯有求皇后救命啊。
So he approached the queen for mercy.
就在跟王后拉扯之间啊。
And in his desperate plea with the queen,
刚好王又回来了。
At that so-called coincidence, the king returned back to the banquet.
在极度生气之下的这个王啊。
And the king was already very angry.
可能啊之前啊他已经跟这个王后跟哈曼他们已经酒过三巡了，也喝得差不多了。
And probably earlier during the banquet, they have all had their portion, their share of alcohol.
所以一看啊，哇，好大的狗胆，在我的面前要侮辱非礼皇后。
And here, what he saw was that Haman was upon Esther as if he was raping her.
心里本来就很生气了。
He was already in wrath.
看到哈曼啊，误认为哈曼。向皇后的求救啊，以为说哈曼要非礼皇后。
And now he saw how Haman was pleading with Queen Esther and thought that he was actually assaulting her.
所以当王的话一出啊，有人就蒙了哈曼的头，把拉出去。
And so with a simple word from the king, somebody covered up the head of Haman and dragged him outside.
就在这个时候啊。
And at this very moment,
有一个太监。又在这个时候跟王报告。
In verse 9, coincidentally, the eunuch reported to the king.
王啊，那个哈曼啊，为那个救王有功的莫迪盖做了一个五丈高的木架，准备要把他挂死了。
Well, look, look, here is a gallows that Haman has set up for Mordecai, the king's hero.
你看他多坏啊。
Look at how bad he is.
什么时候不讲啊？这个时候讲。
It's such an inopportune time for Haman, wouldn't you say?
我说我们有看到很多的恰巧在里头。
So we can see so many so-called coincidences in this passage.
其实就是有神在当中的主导啊。
But of course, we know that behind it all, God was directing this show, this play.
所以最后哈曼所做的木架啊，结果是用来吊死自己的。
And in verse 10, they hung Haman on the gallows that he had prepared.
那真的如同诗篇。第七篇那边所说的。
And this goes to coincide with what Psalm 7 has said.
我们看诗篇七篇的十五节、十六节。
Let's turn to Psalm 7, verses 15 and 16.
十五节、十六节，请念。
Psalm 7, verses 15 and 16. They make a pit, digging it out, and fall into the hole that they have made. Their mischief returns upon their own heads.And on their own heads, their violence descends.
真的是啊，害人害己啊。
This is true. As we plot to harm others, we will harm ourselves in return.
所以从这一章里头，让我们看到以斯帖皇后她的聪明。
In this chapter, we can see the wisdom that Queen Esther displayed.
也看到神巧妙的带领。
And once again, we're told of the miraculous deliverance and plans of God.
其实在神的历史当中。我们可以很看到很多的恰巧。
Throughout the history of the scriptures, we see so many of these so-called coincidences.
比如说这个路德记里头记载。
For instance, the book of Ruth that we will study.
当路德跟着他的婆婆啊，拿俄米回到这个伯利恒的时候。
When Ruth and her mother-in-law Naomi returned back to Bethlehem.
他们只知道。要去投靠他们的至亲啊。
All they knew was, by their law, they are to seek refuge from their close relatives.
路德为了要养活他的婆婆，所以他就出去啊，去捡麦穗啊。
And for the sake of sustaining their lives, so herself and her mother-in-law, Ruth went out to gather what is left over in the fields.
结果他就恰巧来到波阿斯的田里头啊。
And we can say coincidentally, she first came upon the field of Boaz.
结果后来波阿斯娶了她。
And in the end, we know that Boaz took her hand in marriage.
那我们也看到这个以色列的王叫亚哈的。
And we have also read about a king of Israel named Ahab.
他在征战的时候敌人随便开弓结果一箭射到他的这个盔甲的缝隙里头把他射死了。
Even though he disguised himself as a peasant, when the arrow came dashing at him, it went through the cracks of his armor.
有那么准的事情吗？
Can such coincidence, such accuracy, really be happening?
所以我们看到说，无论是刑罚，无论是赏赐，在人看来好像都很恰巧的事情，很刚好的事情，其实都有神美好的安排跟作为
The moral of the lesson is that whether it be rewards or punishments, everything happens by the plan of God, even though it may seem to be a coincidence.
在以斯帖记里面也再次的让我们看到神奇妙的带领。
And this fact is once again relived in the life of Esther.
只要我们有心要依靠神，神必会带领。
Therefore, as long as we have a heart submitting to God, God will surely guide our footsteps.
台湾有一个这个教会他有一户信徒他们整个家族来信。
There was one time in a church in Taiwan, and let's talk about a family that used to go to that church.
不是只有他家，是整个家族
Not only this believer alone, but his entire family and extended family were our church members.
从哪里开始？从一个老姐妹开始。
And the faith of their family, shall we say, began with an elderly sister.
这个老姐妹有一次我们教会的信徒带她来参加过一次布道会。
And this elderly sister, well, she was brought to church by a church member.
他们原本是这个拜偶像的
是这个家族。
这个家族。
Okay, let's retract a little bit.Before this member had come to believe in the Lord and his extended family and so on and so forth, this elderly sister first brought him to church. Now, his family used to worship idols.
那这个姐妹这个当时这个老太太她只知道说拜神很好。
And this elderly sister, she only knew at the beginning that it is a good thing to worship God.
所以她想要在这个布道会之后他还想要到教会来参加。
And so after having come to our evangelical services, she wanted to return to the church to study the truth further.
所以他忘记当时带他去教会的那个信徒带他坐哪一号公车，他也忘记了。
But she had forgotten how she had first came to our evangelical service. She forgot which bus route she had taken to come to our church.
对当时的他来讲什么是教会他更不懂。
And she had very vague memory or vague recognition of what exactly the church is.
他最印象深刻就是祷告要念哈利路亚。
She only knew that in our church, when we pray, we say hallelujah.
所以他就到了公车站每一班公车停下来的时候，他就问司机说，你们有没有去那个哈利路亚那里
And so she waited by the bus stop, and as each bus rolls by, she would poke her hand inside the bus and ask the driver, Do you go to the place called Hallelujah?
司机哪知道什么叫哈利路亚。
Of course, the conductor would say, Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
那这个姐妹这个老太太，她就是不死心每一班她都问。
But we must admire her for her persistence. She would poke her head inside every bus and ask, Are you going to that place called Hallelujah?
就是那么凑巧，刚好那个公车上有一个我们教会的弟兄。
And by coincidence, one of the buses was carrying one of our church members.
听他问，他就说你要去哈利路亚有，我带你去。
And so the brother says, You want to go to Hallelujah? Well, I know where. Let's come.
就这样又继续来到我们教会慕道，后来整个家族带来信
And so she was able to return to our church, and eventually her whole family and her extended family was able to come to our church.
也许我们觉得说它很凑巧。
Perhaps we'll call this a coincidence.
那其实是神在带领一切。
But we must recognize that behind it all, it is God's plan and guidance.
所以只要我们有心亲近神，神就会亲近我们。
Once again, as long as we have a heart to draw near to God, God will draw near to us.
我们有心要信靠他，他就会带领。
If we have a heart to rely on him, then he will for sure take out the responsibility of caring for us.
在这里我们也看到说， 这个恶人设恶魔要害人啊。
In this chapter 7, we also recognize how what goes around comes around.
啊，但是到了最后啊，啊，却是害了自己。
And Haman was a good example of that.
啊，在圣经里头啊，也有啊好几个这样的例子。
Of course, throughout the Bible, we find several examples that will parallel the moral of the story.
认为说啊，啊，我只要哦。啊、化妆过后、啊、就没有认人，没有人能认得我了。
Some people would say that if I adorn myself cosmetically in a different way, people would not recognize me.、
哦、我做坏事、啊、就没有人知道了。
And whatever evil that I've done, people would not have seen it.
扫罗后来要去交鬼的时候、啊、他岂不是化妆吗
？Then Saul adorned himself when he befriended the devil.、
啊、结果啊，还是被认出来了。
Later on, he was recognized.
耶罗波安、叫他的太太、去问先知、他的儿子会不会死，也是叫太太改装啊。
Jeroboam also asked his wife to adorn herself as a peasant to ask、whether or not their son will die.
结果也是被认出来。
Later on, she was recognized as well.
亚哈的阵亡也是啊。
And this happened the same in Ahab's time.
约西亚的阵亡也是、
And this also happened the same way as Josiah died.、
不穿王的服装。
They would not wear the armor of the king.、
甚至这个亚哈、他还叫他跟当时跟他联军的犹大王、你仍然 穿王的服装，那我不要穿。
And especially with Ahab, we mentioned earlier, he would put on the clothing of a peasant and ask his ally,、the king of Judah, to put on the king's armor.
他心里想啊，那如果敌人 一定是追那个有穿王的服装的。
Because they knew that in the battle, in that particular battle, the enemies were looking to kill the king.
结果啊，自己的想法不但没有啊，没有成就啊，反而这个人家随便开弓一射啊，还射到他的夹缝里面呢、死掉。
But coincidentally, shall we say that when the arrow came dashing at him, it went through the cracks of his mediocre armor.
所以今天凡是隐藏的事情、没有不会被显露出来的。
So according to the teachings of the Bible, nothing that is hidden will remain hidden.
你要、不让人家知道，除非你不去做。
The only way you can hide something from others is, well, not to do it in the first place.
你在暗处所做的事情，神要在明处把你彰显出来。
The Bible says, whatever you do in secret will be revealed in broad daylight.
哈曼他的阴谋
This plot of Haman、
他想啊，想得天衣无缝、
He had made his, he has devised his plans as if it were perfect.
不但能够消灭、他心里的这个恨的莫迪改。
Not only can he get rid of this burden in his heart, this person named Mordecai、
还可以消灭所有的犹太人。
He can get rid of all the Jews at the same time、
屠杀他们的精卫，由他们自己收刮来的这个犹太人的家产来支付、也不花任何的钱。
He can kill off all these Jews and plunder their riches and to replenish not only his own treasury but the treasury of the king、
所以其余的、还可以剩余很多，所以他跟王达成协议、
He had a lot of leftovers, he thought, that he can make a deal with the king.
他以为、这个计划天衣无缝，绝对会成功的。
In his eyes, nothing can ever go wrong with his plan.
想不到还是不能成就。
But who would have known that he would fail so utterly?
所以这个也告诉我们说，不可有害人的心哈，神不会允许的。
We ought to be warned that we should never plot anything against anyone.
神不会与恶人同谋的。
God would never allow us to do harm unto others. He would never cooperate with evildoers.
那在这里。我们更看到一个勇敢的女性，她的智慧。
And of course, here we have seen the courage and wisdom of a woman.
用她的温柔，用她的智慧，来挽救了整个犹太人民族。
How by her gentleness and wisdom, she was able to rescue her kind.
所以我们要求神让我们能够学习这个以斯帖。他的温柔，他的智慧。
So in our prayer, let us ask God to give us this gentleness and wisdom that Queen Esther had.
温柔才是最大的力量。
For gentleness is a great strength.
温柔的人有福气。
Blessed are those who are gentle.
我们求神帮助我们。
Let us ask God to help us.
啊，在这几天的分享当中，我们不知道有没有问题。
Are there any questions from previous classes?
我们有点时间，我们可以给大家来问问看。
We have some time left over to entertain some questions or thoughts. The historical writings in the Bible are all interesting to read.
小弟个人很喜欢读这个圣经的历史书。
And personally, I love to read this history in the Bible.
从这个历史的发展当中，可以做我们现在的这个见解，还有现在的反省。
From the stories of history, we can be taught and we can be warned.
让我们呢得到很多的帮助。
As we will reflect upon it and examine ourselves, we will edify and advance ourselves.
所以我们在读这个历史书的时候，我们不要走马看花这样看过去。
So when we read through history, let us never, never skim through it.
你要用心去读它。
Let us read it with thought.
就好像挖宝贝一样啊，你会挖的很多。
As if you are digging for treasure, the more you dig, the more you will reap.
有没有问题
？Do you have any questions？
啊，那 homework 有没有问题
？Do you have questions on homework？ The question is with how Esther had asked her people to pray for her and fast for 3 days and 3 nights. Well, personally, I have tried to do it on 2 occasions, and every time when it gets to the 5th or 6th meal, I feel very weak, very dizzy. I can't even drive or walk when I drive. I have to keep on saying hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know how it's possible for anyone to actually fast for 3 days straight, days and nights.
Yeah.同样问题哦，上次我记得在伊丽莎白教会的时候谈到禁食祷告，也有个姐妹问的问题跟你一样。
I remember in Elizabeth, as we talked about fasting prayer 1 year, a sister asked the same question that you have asked.
她说，以斯帖是在皇宫当皇后啊，这个禁食祷告当然很简单啊，我不是啊，我是职业妇女，我要上班呢。
And people will say it's easy for Esther to fast 3 days and 3 nights. I mean, she is a queen in the palace. Well, for me, I'm a career woman. I gotta work. I gotta do things. I gotta be about.
我们不要被那个天数参数所绑住。
But the key here is not to pay so much attention to quantity, the numbers.
那如果要这样讲的话，那是不是最有功效？要像耶稣禁食40昼夜
Because if we were just counting by numbers, well, nobody.Can attain Jesus' record of 40 days and 40 nights.
我们稍微有讲过，就禁食祷告是用我们的生命在向神在呐喊在向神来求救。
We have talked about how fasting prayer is actually an outcry from our soul to God.
是你的心，而不是你的血气。
It is our heart, not our flesh and blood, if you will.
是要用严肃的态度来面对的。
It is to be done with the utmost solemn attitude.
那禁食祷告也不是向神来施行苦肉计用着禁食来向神来勒索神迹。你不答应我，我要饿死。
And fasting prayer is not a hunger strike. It is not holding God hostage. It's not forcing God into a decision.
你所求的是不是合神的旨意？这个。也很重要
It's important to first consider whether or not your request is reasonable and if it's in accordance with God's will.
我求明天神把纽约搬来这边，那我们 NYTS 就要办的时候就很简单了，纽约的信徒一下子就过来。
For instance, somebody may pray, God, please move Manhattan over here. This way, all the members will be here to worship with us.
我们呢、啊、也可以、啊、到曼哈顿啊那些啊 museum 啊去参观啊。
And then we can just walk to all the famous museums that are in Manhattan and eat at Chinatown.
啊，所以进食祷告哈、哦、啊，不是在向神用啊这个苦肉计啊来向神勒索神迹哈。
So again, this is not holding God hostage. This is not a hunger strike.
禁食祷告的功效在于说，我们看维持生命延续的饮食，啊，看神的事情重于维系我们生命的饮食。
It is more or less an adjustment in attitudes that we look at God's blessing and God's word more highly than our physical satisfaction.
因为我们现在会讲说，那还不简单。
Well, somebody say, well, gee, that's easy.
我们想想看，以前哈，以前的社会要吃一顿饭不是那么容易的。
In times past, it may not be as easy for people to obtain food as it is today.
不像现在啊，电话拿起来叫 take out 就送过来哈。
Today we pick up the phone, dial a number, and then pizza will be here.
啊，也不是啊，到这个啊超级市场啊，什么通通可以买得到。
Or with a very short drive, we can go to the supermarket and satisfy our senses.
也不是啊，像我们现在这个现代化的厨房啊，啊，这个一哦一转呐、啊，哦，麦克风一按呐、啊，哦，这个就可以加热。以前不是这样的，你还要生火，要起灶啊，哎。
Yeah, things are not as easy as today when we punch a few buttons and we can nuke food up. And in the past, people have to gather wood, raise the fire, and warm up their food.
是很麻烦，要浪费很多时间的。
In the past, to eat, to cook is a rather cumbersome task.
那再来啊，人啊啊，总是、哦、基本的这个肉体的、哦、这个维生的、哦、生命延续的这个需求啊啊，人都会比较倾向于肉体。
And so, in times past, physical basic needs has taken a higher priority and has taken a greater amount of time.、哦、
很多人见面啊，就会问到说，你吃饱没？哦
And of course, the famous Chinese custom is to meet somebody, you would say, "Have you eaten?"
啊，也或许有些弟兄姐妹啊，下课的时候会跑到厨房去看看中午要吃什么
哈。And I noticed that some brothers and sisters would take a quick peek into the kitchen to see what is for lunch.
哦，所以这种食物的需求、思考啊，这个啊需要食物的这个念头啊，啊是人啊肉体上啊很难去克服的哈。
So this innate desire to eat, to satisfy our tummies, is something that is built in.
所以进食啊，是跟我们啊大自然的啊这个维系生命的这个定律啊违反的。
So fasting itself contradicts the very nature that we are created in.
所以进食祷告的功效在于说，我们看神的事情胜过于啊这维系生命。这个日常的这个饮食的事情。
So in answering the question, the numbers are not important. What is important is the attitude of looking at God's business more important than physical satisfaction.
哦，所以就不在于那个次数，哦啊，几餐几天呐、啊。
So let us not worry about counting how many days, how many meals, how many hours.
你凭你的信心去做就可以。
Just fast according to your faith and your devotion.
也不要为难。
Do not.Require yourself too harshly.
啊，有关禁食祷告啊的道理啊，我们啊有机会我们再来分享。
And there are certainly more things to talk about regarding fasting, and we'll take time later on to speak of these.